This is a production of Cornell University.
Hello and welcome to the Cornell Turfgrass Shortcut Podcast, brought to you in partnership with the New York State Turfgrass Association, the Turfgrass Environmental Stewardship Fund, and Cornell University's Turfgrass Program. My name's Frank Rossi. I'm the Turf Extension Specialist here at Cornell University, and the following are thoughts and observations for the week of April 21st, 2014. Hurry up and wait seems to be the fitting phrase to the start of the 2014 growing season. Widespread snow and ice last week put a halt on some momentum and hopes continue for consistent warm weather, especially for actively trafficked turf to achieve vigorous spring growth. Winter annual plants, especially annual bluegrass, have a competitive advantage at this time of year when our improved grasses such as creeping bentgrass and Kentucky bluegrass are more slow to respond to temperatures. There's some data from Ed Nagel, PhD of the Chicago District Golfland Association, and indicates we are well below our normal light integrals, light needed for growth based on amount of cloudy weather we have experienced. So it is not just temperature holding us back. Now, the weather from the past week begins from our forecast website provided by Professor Art DiGaetano, director of the Northeast Climate Center. The extreme up and down temps last week left the region 6 to 9 degrees above normal, less the coastal areas at 3 to 6 above. Growing degree days of base 32 and 50 remain well behind normal accumulations. However, the actual number of heat units are very small, and we can catch up quick if warm temps persist. Soils remain cool, less than 50 degrees Fahrenheit, except if saturated, where they often warm and cause greening. Rainfall varied across the region, with most receiving between a half and 1 inch. ET was about half inch on the clear sky days that also had high winds. Soil moisture seems to have recovered nicely from very dry levels last fall. The forecast for the coming week, following a warm start on Monday, a 2 to 3 day system will move through with cool temps and some rainfall, followed by a period of high pressure that portends a period of excellent weather. Expect high, dry skies and temps 5 to 7 above normal, 60 to 70 for highs, lows highs in the 30s to 40s. A change in the jet stream will bring warmer and drier weather in the long term, 8 to 14 day outlook as well. You can check all the maps and weather forecast predictions at our forecast website. The cooperative extension update this week comes from Randy Prostak at the University of Massachusetts, and it focused on bleaching herbicides. There are now two active ingredients in turfgrass herbicides that are in the class of materials that cause leaf bleaching. Tenacity, mesotrione, also sold in many homeowner formulations from Scotts and others, and Pilex, topramazone from BASF. Both are HPPD inhibitors, HRAC class 27, and offer both pre- and post-control of grasses and broadleaf weeds, as well as safety at establishment that will allow for use at time of seeding. Both products also state clearly keep away from bentgrass. The label suggests a 5-foot buffer from bentgrass golf turf. Be very careful when using these products in older lawns and turf areas that might have patches of bentgrass. The bleaching can be quite alarming, and while multiple applications are often necessary to kill bentgrass, the turf will thin. Interestingly, research has shown that tank mixes with triclopyr and the HPPDs significantly reduce the bleaching symptom without loss in efficacy. As with all herbicides that have soil activity, it is good to avoid any ornamental and tree roots, especially if mixing triclopyr that can also injure nearby landscape plants. An annual bluegrass weevil update from Rutgers University. Successful annual bluegrass weevil management requires regular monitoring of air temperature, soil moisture, plant phenology, location specifics, measures, and field observations. Then, if chemical intervention is required, a new set of questions arise regarding insect development stage, observed movement and position, and insecticide resistance. Insecticide resistance is a growing and concerning issue that will have turf quality as well as economic implications based on the amount of area required to be treated and the potential for widespread damage. Don't just keep spraying and hope you get them. Understand your populations before you start treating. I urge you to take a few moments and review Professor Albert Kopenhofer's blog post. There are two at the Rutgers Plant Pest Advisory blog at http://plant-pest-advisory.rutgers.edu. And finally, my gazing in the grass update. A note about early season anthracnose. Persistent reports of early season anthracnose on courses with a history of the problem indicates many are still not aware of the great research conducted at Rutgers that created the BMPs for reducing anthracnose infestations. These include important recommendations for high-performance golf turf on nutrition, mowing, plant growth regulators, top dressing, and irrigation. And you can access the BMPs at the Rutgers Turfgrass website. A note about snow mold damage. Many have been surprised by the lack of snow mold in certain areas. Others know that if high-value turf was not treated before winter for snow mold, there would be more dead and damaged turf. Snow molds, pink and gray, have different environmental requirements for epidemics, but in my experience, a light, slushy, 100% humidity area at the leaf tissue surface is key. If you did not have snow mold, even though you had long periods of snow cover, could be that gray snow mold organism was not present in large amounts or it was so cold and the snow did not get slushy on the leaves and they remained fairly dry. Either way, the majority of damage I've witnessed this spring appears to be superficial, and with light raking and some good weather, the turf will recover. And then finally, a note about early season soil physical property management. The cool spring temperatures and often wet, cool soils is not the ideal time for managing any type of soil physical problems. Until we get into a consistent warming and drying pattern, it is best to avoid most cultivation and top dressing as well as fertilizer applications to very wet soils. However, if you have more well-drained soils that are allowing for more consistent warming that encourages active turf growth, then there are some key practices worth considering. The increased diversity, ease, and speed of cultivation methods allow for a more programmatic approach. First, the cold temperatures this winter has allowed for significant frost heaving that helps with layering soil problems, often below the turf grass root zone. And while important, do not alleviate all cultivation needs. In fact, it is not a bad idea to lightly roll turf areas for smoothing that prevents mower scalping. Hollow tine cultivation, pulling a core practices at this time, can be used to bring soil to the surface to recover damaged turf or as part of an early season top dressing program for fields with high sand content. Solid tine cultivation in a variety of spike, tine, fork, bayonet, knife, blade, etc. forms are available. It can be used for deeper cultivation with kick for increased soil shattering or intermediate depth to penetrate soil-sand interface on top-dress push-up greens and cap sports fields. Also, shallow surface cultivation can be performed as a slice or spike that simply punctures the soil surface, often sealed by traffic or matted turf. Keep in mind, this discussion is primarily for turf that receives traffic. Most, if not all, home lawns that are not regularly trafficked do not require and will rarely benefit from routine cultivation unless a significant soil layering or thatch problem exists. Thank you for joining me for the April 21st, 2014 installment of the Cornell Turfgrass Shortcut Podcast, brought to you in partnership with the New York State Turfgrass Association, the Turfgrass Environmental Stewardship Fund, and Cornell University's Turfgrass Program. I'm Frank Rossi, the Turfgrass Extensionist Specialist at Cornell University. On behalf of all my Shortcut partners, I wish you a great week.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.